Well, let's get the thoughts of Dwayne Dunn, who has been nailing everything on the spring ticket throughout the carnival so far. Dwayne, good afternoon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, guys. Great to be a part of it.
I didn't mean to bring up the Pinker Pinker Cox plate with rekindled interest. I promise I won't bring it up again.
Thank you. I got punched up on the home bend, and yeah, I should have won that race. But anyway, that's a few of those slipped past through my fingers. Happy Trails, another one, just got nutted. Yeah. And Zarita ran third. So, been close, but no cigar.
Did you think you'd won on Happy Trails that year?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you think you'd won on Happy Trails that year?
Yeah, I thought I'd nailed him. I thought I zoomed enough to get there. And it's amazing what a photo does to your life, which could have been very good. But anyway, take it on the chin, move on.
Now that Zaki is out, if you could ride one today, who would you like to be on?
I'd like to be on Anima. I've been on his bandwagon for a long time. The negatives I've got there is blinkers. I would have liked to see him with blinkers on. And this is a tricky race now. I think Craig would love to go forward, but I'm not sure whether they will allow him to. I'd be interested to see what these instructions are. I know Craig's first thing would be to bang this horse and try and put him in third, fourth, but otherwise he has to go back to last. That's a fair task from back there. Just hopefully this track's not running like a monorail and gives him his opportunity. I think Dean Yendall will most definitely use barrier one and punch forward. He could even be the leader here.
If Craig Williams is stuck between two potential options, A and B, if he sort of half got both of them in mind, could it completely backfire whether he's neither back nor forward? He's half forward, you know, like half optimistic coming out of the gates just in case he can get across. Can it actually leave him stranded now that he's got half an option to go forward and half an option to go back?
Yeah, most certainly. I think it does. Because the inside horses here can lay up close, but they haven't got that threat of that speed horse coming from wide that you can use them to put you in your spot. So it could be more of a leisurely run to the post the first time than what we've seen in past Cox plates. So they might find formation pretty quick here and then all of a sudden back it up, which is going to be make the task harder for Animo, because the advantages these three-year-olds have is no weight. So their advantages get up near the speed with no weight and make the rest carry their burden of the weights they get. So, it's going to be an interesting Cox plate.
Dwayne, if this race becomes a sit sprint, in your eyes, who's got the best turn of foot in that situation?
Not Dallasan.
Hey! Oh, I'm going to love this now.
Well, I think you're going to have Calcine Mav blousing Dallasan on the line.
you go back to horses like Probabil and Very Elegant. Very Elegant. What was that, 9-time Group 1 winner? You can't probably forget her with a turn of foot. This race has just got so much intrigue. The Joseph O'Brien is another string that we don't really know a lot about. And, you know, the New Zealand horse, Stephen Baster, couldn't ride a Cox plate winner, but he might be able to own one. It's not royally bred, but it's winner, and it runs well up on speed. So it's an intriguing race.
This first race is an intriguing race. It always is too, Dwayne. We're 5 minutes away from the Inglis banner. These babies, first time that they get to have a look at the track. It's going to be an important race to give us a guide on how the track's playing today as well. When you jump on these babies for the first time in a race like this, Dwayne, what's the most important thing for them in trying to get them around and perform at their best?
Yeah, you need to give them confidence going to the start, give them to stretch their legs and open their lungs, and give them the confidence that you're going to point them in the right direction. It's a little bit of a different race this year because of no crowds. They'd be normally awestruck with the amount of people that are there, and some horses sort of melt under those conditions. But these horses today get it a little bit more like a barrier trial, so hopefully they hold themselves together throughout the process. It's intriguing, these two-year-old races, because there's, you know, 13 runners, there's 14 tips in the race. Everyone says they can win, but one can come out on top. So there's been a really good pointer of form going forward out of this race. So it'll be an intriguing event to watch. Tatum Ham, it looks like there's been good support and good push there. It'll be interesting to see how this horse runs.